Tim Fleming on AM 1300 KG alone. I think we've got Chad back with us. Chad, good morning.
Yeah. How are we doing today?
Doing good, Chad. We're all kind of working a little differently these days, and I guess that probably goes good for your office too a little bit, doesn't it, a corporate farmer?
Yeah, I mean, it's been an adjustment, and I think everybody is trying to make accommodations as much as you can. So, you know, we've worked with some employees that are working from home and, you know, tried to learn some new technology and experiment with some different things. And I know with my kids in college, you know, for some of their professors, they've had to try some of the Zoom stuff and different things. So I think we're all dealing with some of the quirks and issues that come up when you start to learn new technologies or, you know, use them in different ways.
Yeah, the technology, the Zooms, the all of the things, it still comes down to communicating, though, doesn't it, for you and your clients?
Yeah, and I mean, I think that that's been something that has continued for us. You know, it hasn't really changed a whole lot, and that's fortunate. I know there's some businesses that haven't been as fortunate with their disruptions and things like that. And, you know, it's, I guess, good to see that the local community has tried to support those, especially, you know, a lot of the restaurants and even some of the retailers that have made some adjustments to go to delivery and, you know, shipping some of those things out. So we all try and do our best to, you know, take a positive spin on these things and continue in the best way we can possible.
It is kind of nice to see, you know, people supporting the local businesses in all of our local communities across North Iowa.
Yeah, and I think maybe that's something that positive can come out of this is that, you know, in you know, the fast-paced world we live in today, sometimes we take those things for granted, not being able to just run to the store and grab something quick, you know. Sometimes we get probably complacent and try and do too much at our fingertips or on the computer and stuff. And now that we see that what it's like not to be able to run there and grab something for a project or grab something for supper or whatever, you know, hopefully once things open back up that we'll appreciate those, thank those people for, you know, continuing to have those businesses in our local communities and support them financially so that they can get back on their feet.
Yeah, you know, it makes you think about those home cooked family meals, those big farm meals. You know, you get the big farm families together and everybody around the table, doesn't it? When you're at home like this, you find yourself getting real creative in some of the cooking that goes on.
That's been interesting here, I know for sure. You know, my kids have made comments here and there about, oh, we're having this tonight, or this is what we're stuck with almost. But, you know, they're so used to just having anything that they want that, you know, sitting down has been nice, and I've really enjoyed it for me. I have, you know, my two college daughters home, and we've been spending a lot of family time watching movies and playing games and doing all those things that, honestly, we haven't able to do as a family for a while. So, you know, like I said, you can take plenty of negatives out of this, or we can be positive and look at some of the things that we've got to experience together. And I'm sure 5-10 years down the line, we'll be at Christmas or Easter or whatever, and we'll kind of chuckle about all being quarantined together and having to spend time with each other instead of with our friends or doing all those other things that we tend to do when we have those options.
Chad, what are you hearing from your clients? You're talking to them, and I know each week that we visit and we get deeper into this time where we're dealing with being away from maybe a little bit of our normal life with the coronavirus thing. I know we're one step closer to spring, and that means planting and those kinds of things.
Yeah, I know I've seen some pictures from some friends and clients that they're getting out in the fields spreading some anhydrous and things with this warmer weather, and then the winds we had especially, it probably dried out some fields, so people taking advantage of that, definitely, as I talked to some clients south of here in southern Iowa and into Missouri and Kansas, they've definitely started a little bit sooner than us because they've had some drier temperatures and climate and everything, and so that's been something that people are kind of anxious to get started. I know they've run into some roadblocks a little bit with delivering grain and things with different places maybe being shut down or limited, especially with the ethanol crunch that's going on right now. That's hit some of the markets pretty hard. But overall, I think optimistic, ready to get started. I know that there's going to be some challenges. Fortunately, you know, that business viewed as pretty critical with the food supply and everything. So they have had probably fewer disruptions than a lot. So, but I think that for the most part, just ready to get started on planting and looking forward to that.
Are there any extra safety measures or anything that you're hearing that our ag professionals are going to have to practice?
Yeah, I mean, we've heard different things as far as like drop-offs or having things available, you know, they're outside to pick up. Obviously, some of the businesses or seed dealers or different co-ops and things have tried to look at making things as easy as possible. So, you know, delivery on some of the inputs and things is something that some of them are exploring. So I think we're all trying to do our best to kind of limit exposure. I have heard of some smaller towns, even just this morning, talking to, some clients down in Missouri that some real rural communities that have been hit by the virus, especially hard, you know, maybe 8 cases, which sounds, you know, tiny, but for some of these small towns, that's huge, that have gone on quarantine. So, you know, that's something that I think we'll continue to deal with as this moves on and kind of starts to hit a little bit closer to home in these coming weeks. But I think everybody's just trying to protect themselves, protect those around them, and try and do best for themselves and their family.
Again, talking about your office at Corporate Farmer, and you talked earlier about people working from home and so forth. So, so there won't be anybody necessarily in your office then at all times, that kind of thing. Best to probably call in advance if they need to visit with somebody.
No, we're like I said, we're trying to make it as normal as possible. So we do have a few of the staff that's in the office on a daily basis, just more comfortable with that, and trying to kind of manage mail flow and, phone calls and whatnot. But with technology, you know, with the phone system we have, allows for some of our employees to work from home and still get the calls and still have the communication with the clients that way, being able to work remotely from their computers at home, continue to finish up taxes and try and complete those that we've received. Obviously, you know, we've been provided an extension of the deadline until July 15th, so it's not as much of a push as maybe what it would be in a typical year, but for the most of us, we want to get them out. I think our clients want to get them done with. Most of them have the mindset that it's one thing they don't have to worry about when they're in the fields or forget about, you know, if it gets closer to that July 15th deadline. And, you know, they'll have so many other things on their mind that I think that trying to wrap up last year, they'd rather do instead of, you know, us asking them a question about what happened in 2019 when they've already, you know, moved on to 2020 and started planting and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, it. I can see that. I can see where they'd want to just kind of get her done and move it on because they're ready to go.
Yeah, and I think there's plenty of things that'll be coming down the pike for them to consider. You know, just probably as starters with the IRS kind of changing deadline. I know we've had some questions on that. It is an automatic thing. It's nothing that you need to file an extension. That April 15th deadline has just been moved to July 15th for this year, which affects any tax return that was due on April 15th. The estimates, if you make quarterly estimates, that first one is now moved to June 15th, which is typically the date of the second estimate. You know, other things, I guess, that would be affected by that is retirement contributions. If you typically make an IRA contribution here for your prior year's tax return, you now have till July 15th to make that, along with businesses that maybe make their retirement contributions now for the prior year. They have until July 15th on that. Any HSA contributions that you still want to make for the prior year, that due date has been extended. So pretty much anything that was typically due April 15th is now due July 15th. And if you need an extension beyond that, which we still have people that push it off as long as they possibly can, you would need to file an extension then by July 15th in order to push off your due date till October 15th, but we typically remind everybody that that doesn't give you more time to pay. And if you do have a penalty for not making quarterly estimates, that will continue to accrue beyond the April 15th date to, you know, whenever you end up paying that, even if it is closer to July 15th. So that's one penalty that hasn't been waived and needs to be, I guess, communicated to people if that is something that affects them. So that's the big things with the change in the July 15th deadline. But, you know, along with that, we've got this CARES Act that was passed and signed here a week ago. And everybody started to ask some questions about that. I've had some farm clients say, you know, do I need to apply for one of these loans or how do I deal with this? And what I always remind people is just because it got passed by the federal government doesn't mean we have all the guidelines and rules you know, how all that's going to be carried out yet. So we're still kind of waiting for some information to come out so that we can give better answers and help people. But there's been a good amount of money that's also been allocated to the USDA and Sonny Perdue there, who's in charge of that. We'll be working on a program that specifically deals with farmers that are affected by this virus. And, you know, we kind of have some expectations, I guess, that it's going to be similar to the MFP program, probably not like paid to the same people or in the same fashions, because that had more to deal with tariffs and that effect on agriculture that those tariffs had. But probably something that we'll see a lot more information coming out in the coming weeks, so that producers that have been affected, especially probably in the livestock industry and dairy and some of those areas, can take advantage of those options that are available to help support them through these tough times.
Good information, Chad, as always. Let's wrap it up and tell people how they can get to Corporate Farmer. It sounds like a lot of different ways to talk to you these days.
Yeah, I'd say, you know, usually we kind of promote the bookkeeping and some of those other things. There's going to be some other important stuff, I think, that you're going to want somebody that's up on these changes and issues that are going on. So best thing, if you want to talk to us or get involved with Corporate Farmer, is to give us a call, 800-472-6931, or you can always check us out online at corporatefarmer.com.
Good stuff. Always fun to talk to you, Chad. Have a great day. Hey, by the way, what's your favorite movie that you've watched now as you're kind of sheltering at home there a little more?
Yeah, I'm going to say that my wife and I have started the third season here of Ozarks. That's been something we've been looking forward to. So we try and pace ourselves and only do one per night so that we don't burn them all up real quickly. You know, as far as movies, we haven't watched a whole lot of them so far, and I can't really recommend some of the ones that we have chosen, but I'm still looking forward to some of the others that are coming out, so we'll see. Maybe next week I can have an update on that.
Yeah, I'm kind of in the same. We start watching things, I don't even know what it is, and all of a sudden we're in season three, and I'm thinking, whoa, my goodness. Hey, fun to talk to you. Take care. Be safe, Chad.
Yep, you too, Tim. Thank you.
You bet. Chad Hansen with us, the president of Corporate Farmer.